Hi everyone, welcome back to the Congressional App Challenge Debugged podcast. I'm your host Medha, and today we have a very special guest with us, Cameron Cutler. Cameron Cutler is a computer science graduate of Howard University and participates in the Hartman's Leadership Development Program. She has experience with programming, consulting, and cybersecurity, and uses that knowledge to help build the Hartman team of IT and cyber leaders. Cameron was first introduced to consulting through an internship with KPMG, where she was focused on cyber transformation. She also has experience developing mobile apps and managing technical projects and technology systems. As a programmer, she is most proficient in Python, but has programmed in SQL, HTML, CSS, Java, React, and C++. In her free time, Cameron enjoys cooking and doing her hair. A natural hair ambassador, she styles her hair using sponsored products and posts reviews on social media. Cameron, thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. I'm super excited.
Thank you for being here. We really appreciate you. So I just want to get straight into it. So can you tell me more about the role that you currently do, and like, it's a rotational program. So what are the rotations, and like, what are the things that you're learning?
Yes, of course. So it is a 1-year rotation at the company Hartman Executive Advisors. And one interesting thing about this company is that they are IT consultants, but most of them came into the company already with 20 to 30 years of experience, right? So they all started off at a very high level. So now the company is taking a change in direction, and they really want to get people who are in their early career to learn how to be in the company, and also how to work as what they would call a CIO, which is a chief information officer, or a CISO, chief information security officer. And so that's what the leadership program is about. It's about taking recent college graduates and teaching us, you know, the reins and how to operate in those types of roles at Hartman. And so I go through 3 rotations. My first one was on the business services and application systems team. And there I would do things like help clients with selecting new softwares for their organizations, and even doing some internal work with data and analytics. And now I'm on the CISO team, which is where I'm helping clients with, they're called business continuity plans. And so that's with helping them plan for any disaster, whether that's physical or technical, any disaster, they should have a plan for it, right? And how to recover their systems. And then my third rotation would be on the infrastructure team. That's dealing more with firewalls, dealing with servers, and setting up things like, you know, a lot of people use Microsoft Office. Well, you have to set up the Microsoft Office suite and those permissions and things like that.
Wow, that's so interesting. And that's so cool. They're basically training you to be a future C-suite executive. That's so incredible.
Exactly.
Wow. I mean, good for you. Like, that's awesome. So I'm so curious, out of these 3 rotations, have you done all of them? Have you done one of them? What's been your experience with some of those? And could you talk us through maybe some clients that you've had experiences with, depending on how much information you can give away?
So I actually end my second rotation at the end of this month, so then I'll be going into my third. But so far, I actually just wrapped up with the client. They were a healthcare client, and so what we did was select a new electronic medical record system, right? And so that is something that's going to keep up with all of their health records, anything when, if the patient gets better, gets worse, everything related to their health. So they were really looking to us to try and find them something that they can use for years on years and not have to deal with the same type of issues. So we're actually this week closing the deal, signing contracts. This client, we've been working with them on this since I started in July. So I'm really excited to get to close the deal. And it was interesting because my role in it was researching potential vendors, so potential software, also interviewing even the client, because not everyone knows what they want. So us at Hartman, we have to figure out, okay, what do you want and what do you need? And how can we put that together to help your company succeed, basically?
That's so interesting.
That's one of my projects.
Wow, that's so cool. So I'm curious, like, which side are you on? Like, the business side, the technical side, all of the above? And, like, I guess internally within your company, which teams are you dealing with?
Yeah, I would say a little bit of all the above.
Wow,
so
okay.
My background is on the tech side, which helps me a lot when I'm in those very technical conversations.
Mm-hmm.
But here at Hartman, I'm less of a software developer, more on the business side of being a consultant. So I'm doing research. I'm in the role of trying to talk to the business people about the technology in a way that makes sense. That's the best way I can put it. So basically being that bridge and, you know, understanding how to, not always using those technical terms, but getting them to understand what their technology actually does. And then I would say internally, I'm a little bit of both as well, because I work on data analytics for the company a lot. So that's working with dashboards and using products like Power BI, making dashboards for the company, as well as I just finished helping them build a new SharePoint website, which is something that we use internally to see a lot of our documents and a lot of our processes and procedures. So it's like a really big hub for the company. Everyone at the company uses it. So I'm very excited to have finished that.
Wow, that's awesome. That's really cool. So I'm curious, like, so you have more of like a technical side. So what inspired you to kind of take a more business side, especially externally in the client side?
Yeah, so I would say because of my internship at KPMG, I didn't really know what consulting was when I first got to college. And interesting enough, before college, like the summer before I started, I got accepted into this program that was hosted by KPMG, and we got to stay on campus for a week and we learned about consulting. And that's kind of where I got into cybersecurity. I was like, wow, this is so cool. You know, I don't have to just be a programmer. I can do so much more. And so since doing that, and then my first year in college, I actually ran into the same representative from that program. And so that's where I started learning about the KPMG internships. Mm-hmm. And so that's how I got into that. I did my internship. It was great. And that's how I really decided, you know, I like working with people. I don't want to be always behind the screen. I like working with people, talking to people. And so that's where consulting came in.
That's so interesting. Wow, it's like fate. The stars all aligned
for
you to work there.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, when, like, hindsight is 20/20, right? Like, when you look back, it looks like, wow, there's like a singular path you followed, but I'm sure you had no idea what was going on at the time. That's so awesome. So when you stayed on campus at KPMG, was that in Texas? Is that where the headquarters is? Or am I completely wrong about KPMG?
Their headquarters actually, okay, I could be wrong as well, but I know they have a very large training center in Orlando, Florida now.
Okay, it was either Florida or Texas in my mind, and I wasn't sure. Okay,
but when I was
there,
that actually wasn't built yet. So, excuse me.
Oh, wow.
What they did, so their internship is actually very unique in the fact that when you sign on with them, you're with them for a couple of years, right? So you'll start off, my freshman year is when I got the internship. And so the summer after my freshman year, I attended a program which was a diversity leadership program. And they actually flew everyone out to Hollywood. We got to stay, I think, at the Seven Seasons.
Wow.
You know, that hotel right on the Hollywood Strip. It was so cool.
Wow. Living the bougie lifestyle.
I know. And it was so fun because we not only did these seminars learning about KPMG and what consulting was, but we also just got to have a lot of fun. And that was about 4 to 5 days long, and that was mainly the end of that. But when you sign on for that, your next summer, so the summer after your sophomore year of college, you actually start your internship. So I actually did my internship in San Francisco, California. And that's where their office was. And that was a really cool experience as well. It was completely different than the first program. So I actually got to work with clients this time and actually rotate. It was also rotational. So you got to rotate onto different teams throughout the program.
Wow, that sounds like an amazing opportunity for students. So I'm curious, on that note, were there any opportunities that you took advantage of as you were a student, or you wish you took advantage of, that you wanted to kind of shout out for people listening to the podcast?
Yeah, okay. So I am a heavy believer on doing those summer programs, those summer camps, everything like that. So another thing I did right before my freshman year of college started, I got accepted into a different program, which was, it was actually a Google camp. So we got to go stay on campus for about 6 weeks. And we actually took some of our college courses there just to get a head start on it. So one of the courses was calculus. And then another course we took was Intro to Computer Science. And that was actually taught by Google engineers. So that's an experience I would have never gotten had I, you know, looked into summer programs, looked into what they offer. And after that, something I wish that I had taken advantage of, the summer after my freshman year, they actually did a Google program where you're able to do your sophomore year on Google's campus in California. Wow. So you're able to take classes at Google, still get the credit for it, you know, you don't fall behind at all. And it's like their technology transfer program. And so you get to stay
now
on
I'm
Google's
upset
campus.
I didn't take advantage of this. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so cool. They offer it now. At first, it wasn't offered at many schools. It was only like at a few select schools like Howard University. But now they offer it to multiple schools, and they actually offer it to kids who are interested in business, the business side, you know, project management as well. So it's not only computer science anymore. It's an amazing program that I wish I took advantage of.
That's so cool. Well, I mean, it sounds like you took advantage of a lot already though. So I'm glad that you got those opportunities. That sounds so interesting. And so I know we're running short on time, but there's so many questions I still want to ask you, if that's okay. One question, I want to pivot a little bit away from your career path and more into your volunteering. So you serve as a director of Girls in Technology. How did you get involved in that program? And I know we met through that program. So I just want to hear a little bit about like how you got involved, what it's like to be a director, what are your roles and responsibilities, and what are some things you've learned?
Yeah, so I actually got involved. My mentor at Hartman, she was a member of Women in Technology. So she told me, me and one other girl in the leadership development program, she was like, there's this other program for people early in their career and young girls who you can mentor called Girls in Technology. So that's where we first got introduced to it. And as I was signing up for Girls in Technology, I was speaking with people like Keisha, who's in charge of the mentor protege program, and then Shelly, who's kind of the head director of all of GIT. And I was telling them, you know, if there are any opportunities for me to speak with the girls, speak on a panel, anything like that, I would love to get involved more. And so they came up with the idea. They said there were a couple of director positions open. And they told me about all of them, and I set my heart on the scholarship and awards program because that's something that I've always had a passion in. That's what really allowed me to attend college, because most of my scholarships were from programs like this, you know, from organizations just like this. And so I really wanted to participate in that because I had a little bit more knowledge of how that system worked. And it's been a really interesting experience because I did not know so much went into getting this scholarship and awards program up off the ground and running. You know, there's so much behind the scenes going on. And then on top of that, there's trying to get the girls to want to apply, you know, trying to, you know, show them that it's worth it. You know, it's a great opportunity. And that's something that I've been learning. I took on the position, so I'll be doing it for next year as well. And so I'm excited to take what I've learned, the lessons I've learned from this, and put them into next year's session so that hopefully it can run even smoother.
That's awesome. I think that's so great that you're giving back to some sort of program that really helped you when you were younger. So I think that's so awesome. I know, like, getting people to apply to scholarships is so difficult because they see the essay. As soon as they see an essay, yes, immediately people are turned off, and I'm guilty of that too. So I get it.
And
yeah,
that's one thing interesting about our scholarship application, because we also offer girls the opportunity to submit a video.
That's awesome. What a good solution.
Not everyone is the best writer, so we definitely give everyone an opportunity to submit videos for each essay question.
That's amazing. Yeah, I think that's so progressive and definitely a step in the right direction in making people want to apply. Well, I hope people who are very deserving receive these scholarships and awards from you. So I want to pivot one more time, because I've been dying to ask you about this. So you are a natural hair ambassador. Please explain, what does that mean? Are you a social media influencer for hair? Walk us through what that means. And I'm curious about your sponsorships and everything. That's so exciting.
Yeah, so there are a couple of organizations that are on Howard University's campus, you know, student-led organizations, mm-hmm, where they've created these products. You know, they could be chemistry majors, bio majors, and they've created these products, and they really want someone to promote their line.
Yeah.
So one that I was a promoter for was Trap Hair Care, spelled T-R-V-P.
Okay.
And it was basically a line for girls with a tighter curl pattern, so more in that 4C side. And her products are really great. I used them for quite some time. And it just allowed me to not only learn more about my hair, because I got to learn what type of products my hair likes, you know, but I was also educated on the science that goes into hair care, you know, for curly hair girls. There's a lot that goes behind it. It's not just putting a gel on your hair with some water, you know. And actually, I was inspired to try and get more into hair care because I believe my freshman year, I worked with a professor on creating an app called Curl IQ, which would teach people about their curl texture and the type of products to use. Because especially within the African-American community and with women overall, your hair is a huge part about in relation to your confidence. You know, if your hair is not looking the best, you're not feeling the best. So we want to make sure that so we're using technology to help people with their hair so that they can feel their most confident self. And that application is actually up off the ground. It was started by a grad student, so I was really excited to be a part of that.
That is so cool that you created an app about this and then you've promoted products for it. That's so cool, and I definitely agree with you. I think hair is such an important part of people's identity and the way that they present themselves. I wish I had something to contribute, but I have naturally straight hair, but I think curl patterns are so beautiful. And I, you have no idea how many times I begged my mom as a child for a hair curler so that I could have my hair look as beautiful as people's natural hair. So I love that people are more so embracing their natural hair, and you're part of that movement. That's so cool. I think that's so awesome. Wow, okay, well, I do know that we've gone way over time, so I do want to give you some of your time back. So I really, really appreciate you coming onto the podcast. Before we end our interview, I just wanted to ask if you had anything to add or any advice for any young middle and high school students listening.
Yeah, okay. I would say, please look for the opportunities in your community. That was the one thing that got me interested into STEM in the first place. I always attended summer camps like from like fourth grade up until high school, because back in fourth grade, I actually taught myself how to code, you know, and that
okay,
was,
wow.
Well, I learned on a program called Scratch, and it's like a drag and drop introductory coding program. And actually, anyone interested in learning, that's a great place to start. You can create
little... I've also used Scratch before. Yeah. I highly recommend.
Mini video games, everything. And it's super fun, and it teaches you the basics behind what some of those words mean, you know? And I was always attending these camps, so one thing I would say is, you know, even the camps that may cost money, there are organizations that will sponsor you to go. But a lot of these camps are also free. You know, you just have to apply, maybe submit some type of essay or application about why you want to attend the camp. And I would definitely encourage everyone to look into those type of opportunities. That's what showed me, not only am I interested in STEM, but tech specifically, and then it went deeper into coding. The more and more I had these experiences, or else, you know, I would have never known about the possibilities of how far you could go in STEM.
Yeah, thank you so much for that advice. I think that's really sound advice, and I love that you casually slipped in when you first learned how to code. That's awesome. Definitely very, very inspiring, so I really appreciate you taking the time to come and speak with us. With that, thank you so much for your time. For all the listeners, thank you so much for tuning in to the Congressional App Challenge Debunked podcast, and we will see you in 2 weeks when we upload our next episode.